William Perry.
How does it feel to be back here at Soldier Field?
Oh, it's wonderful, you know, coming back home and everything, and in the end, coming to Soldier Field and, you know, enjoying myself.
The 85 Bears were full of big personalities, and none bigger than William the Refrigerator Perry. Perry busted into the league at 325 pounds and became a national icon.
The 85 Bears were full of characters, but you really stood out, and people still love you to this day. Why do you think you stood out so much?
Well, you know, I'm a big guy, so, so you know, you say it like that, and but, you know, they took to me, and they enjoyed, you know, what I did and what I was having fun with.
For the Bears, he'll be the lead blocker. They're getting the football to Perry. Touchdown. William Perry.
What did you think when they said you were going to play offense?
Well, I was very surprised when Coach Dicker said that, you know, come on and, you know, I was going to block for Walter and everything. And, you know, maybe, you know, I get to carry the ball a couple of times. So it was wonderful.
Here's Jim McMahon barking out the signal. Perry in motion to the near side. McMahon fakes the handoff. Continues.
You won the Super Bowl in your rookie season. What does that mean to you?
Well, that means, you know, everything. You know, you're coming in, you know, as a rookie, and then, you know, you're playing, and then you're running touchdowns and making tackles and sacks, and then, you know, you win in the Super Bowl. It was just great.
Can you believe it's been 30 years?
It's been a long time. I mean, a long time, so I'm telling you, it's unbelievable.
Do you still keep in touch with any of your teammates?
Well, I get to see, you know, a few of the guys, you know, some of the times and everything, and I run in, you know, run into them, and we'll, you know, we'll talk, and just like you said, we, you know, you believe it's, you know, it's been that long.
Back at Soldier Field for the first time since 1993, Perry watched his former team from a skybox.
This is my man. You want to sign another contract?
Yeah.
All right, William.
Yeah.
Good to see you, man.
He was greeted by Bears president and CEO Ted Phillips and received a special gift from Brian McCaskey, who was a Bears trainer in the 1980s.
I went in the archives and brought you those some.
Oh, okay. I appreciate it.
Today, Perry lives back home in Aiken, South Carolina. But Chicago still holds a special place in his heart.
Oh, it's wonderful that the fans that so many years has passed and they still you know, loving you and you know, giving you that big warm hug and everything. So it's just wonderful.
Double A, you played defense.
Yep.
How would you feel if the fridge was coming at you?
Whoa. The fridge coming at me, like, you don't want to tackle a guy like that high. You want to go low. Like, you want to hit him, like, right in his shin bone or something like that. Or
makes sense.
You can do a technique, which I call ole. Like a bull coming through. You ole like that. Or what you can do is you can just go low first, right? And then you just lay down like this, and then you go to sleep, and then you just pray.
Probably the best tactic of all.
Just pray.